Welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today, we are going to be talking about abandoned places. Have you ever wanted to go somewhere and just stroll through a place that used to be, you know, maybe lively or something exciting, but now it is nothing, just the abandoned structure and everything that's been left behind?
There are whole TV shows about that now.
Yeah. And so maybe a couple places you could check out in Utah. But first, we're going to be talking about a festival that is going on right here in Sugar House Park. And that's the Great Salt Lake Fringe Festival.
The Fringe Festival. Now, yes. I imagine that when you say fringe, it's not a festival of attaching fringe to things.
No.
Right? It's not,
no.
It's not a festival of putting fringe on your sleeves or fringe on your hats.
No. So it's in its third year in the running. And it's kind of based off of the New Orleans Fringe Festival, which is a complete, you know, long, multi-day festival exhibiting different types of artists, mostly performing art.
Okay.
And the owner of the Salt Lake Festival, or the couple that started it here, they saw that. They loved the idea. They kind of started it with the Westminster College, had some students that loved it and ran with it. And it's been growing year to year, how many artists are included, all the different shows that they have, these schedules. They have a live – there's going to be a circus this year of,
really?
Of aerial artists.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So from the Fringe Festival name, mm-hmm. I would suspect that – is this kind of a counterculture kind of festival or
– It is.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It seems like there's going to be – there's a whole array and variety of shows that you can go to, and there's even a kids festival.
Oh, cool.
So it's family friendly, but there are shows that are not.
Got it. Okay.
So you want to look at the schedule and see what you're interested in.
Right.
But they say it's totally uncensored. The artists are in control, and they decide where it takes.
Wow,
audience.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and so it's everything from, comedy to skits, theater, dance, drama, poetry. There's going to be everything.
I want to see someone do sword swallowing. Is that a?
There's going to be magic there too. Yeah. There's magic shows.
All right. Well, I would expect that, right, from a fringe festival. Wouldn't you expect to see kind of something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
I saw magic on there, so
maybe
if you go, you can see someone swallow a sword.
I love it. So this is its third year.
It's its third year. Yeah.
Okay.
And something that I read that I thought I wanted to mention is that. To date, the Fringe Festival has paid out over $50,000 to 300-plus artists, employed over 100 young people as staff and volunteers, and presented the world premieres of over 50 original productions that they've created from the artists just mingling and getting to know each other there and creating productions.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the details.
So it already has started.
It started
on July 28th, and it goes until August 6th. And last year it was only last year was 8 days. Year before that it was 4 days. So this year it's also 8 days. But you can go online to thegreatsaltlakefringe.org and check out their schedule, both the full schedule and the kids' schedule, and pick out some shows that you want to see, write them down, and head down to Sugar House.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't it interesting how Sugar House has become this...
Yeah.
This place.
This total out of the norm of Utah culture.
The event itself is at Sugar House Park, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's at the park.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. All right. So thegreatsaltlakefringe.org mm-hmm. is the website. Go and check that out. We're going to grab a quick break here. And when we come back to Your Utah, we're going to talk about those abandoned places. Have you ever had the urge? Have you ever seen those shows where they walk through an old factory and you thought, man, that might be kind of cool? Well, there's some places here in Utah where you might be able to do that. We'll talk about one when we come back. My son has this show that he really loves to watch. It's called, I want to say, Mysteries of the Abandoned.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And what happens is these guys go around all over the world and they check out abandoned places, places that used to be important. Interesting things happen there, and they give the history of it, and they show you what it looks like now. Mm-hmm. It might be an abandoned airbase. That was on a recent episode, this cool airbase that had been built into this mountain in the former Yugoslavia. And so the planes were parked in the mountain, and there was this airplane-shaped cutout that the planes would drive through, and then they would take off in this.
Got to be a good pilot.
Yeah, you kind of drive through it, and there's like, you just slide right out there.
Yeah, like they just rammed right through the mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like a plane had punched right through.
Like a cartoon.
And, it's all been destroyed now.
Right.
Stuff like that all over the place. And so my son turns to me and he says, "Dad, I want to go see a place like this. Are there places like this around here, places that are abandoned?" So I did a little bit of research, and I feel like I found something pretty cool. Now, this doesn't get you exactly there to what you'll see on TV, but there actually are a lot of really neat places here in the state of Utah where you can go and you can see some things that are abandoned, that are worn, that used to be important but are now largely forgotten. Mm-hmm. So what I picked out for him was Dell. Dell is a small town, and actually, if you ever drive out to Wendover, you're going to see Dell. It's a collection of abandoned buildings on the south side of I-80, mm-hmm. about 52 miles out of downtown Salt Lake City. And it was an old railroad stop. So back in the days of steam engines, the engines would stop there and then they would fill with water. Right? You remember mm-hmm. how they do that? They fill it with water? Which is interesting because Dell, actually, there was no water at Dell. They had to pipe it in from like 12 miles away.
Jeez.
That's the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And various things happened. That was in the 1800s. Things changed, whatever. And now it's abandoned. Mm-hmm. And you can go there and you can check out these old buildings. Now, the buildings that are there now don't date all the way back to the 1850s.
Yeah.
But they do, or 1880s. But they do date back pretty far. One of them's an old motel, and the other's an old cafe. And you can peek in there and see the old furnishings, the old tables, signs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all in there as if it was.
Right.
It's pretty well trashed. Now, if you go to check this out, enjoy it, but you really have to enjoy it from the outside because there are no trespassing signs on the buildings. So we felt confident enough to go look through the windows and things like that, but we didn't feel confident enough to break in. So
right.
I can't tell you for sure who owns it, if anyone owns it, mm-hmm. but we felt like the best thing to do was to abide by the no trespassing signs.
Yeah, probably a good call.
But it was really neat. And then, of course, just throughout the whole area is just old ruins from old cattle operations.
Oh.
Old mining stuff, old cars, old things, just in that whole area.
Abandoned.
Just hanging out there.
That's so crazy.
It's really kind of neat. And it's this kind of weird, weather-worn, beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And we really had a fun time.
I was thinking, I've been to, the Salt Lake, the Great Saltaire.
Yeah.
I've only been there once, but to me, even though it's still in use for concerts and it's got the gift shop, it feels so
abandoned.
Like you're walking through like the old Titanic or something because you look at pictures of what it used to be and you can just imagine things going on.
Yeah. Well, Saltaire, as you know, has been abandoned at a few times in its history. It's been totally abandoned and then picked back up again. Mm-hmm. All throughout Utah. We saw the same boom and bust cycle that the other mining regions across the West did. And so all throughout Utah, we have old mines and we have old ghost towns and things like that. And they're really neat to see.
Yeah.
Stay out of the mine shafts and don't steal things and don't vandalize.
Yeah.
Leave things there, enjoy it, and then let other people come and
see. Yeah, exactly.
See. So there was not a lot of vandalism there at Dell. I think in part because it's not really out of the way. It's within sight of the highway. And so I think that keeps most of the vandals and stuff away.
Right, right.
But,
for sure.
But it is really neat.
There's – once you get – I've seen some abandoned buildings in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And those ones get really vandalized.
Yeah.
There's one I was telling you about right about – what did I say the streets were?
Oh, yeah. Like didn't you say 2nd West and 5th South or something?
Yeah, somewhere around there. And it's a historic site. And it looks like it used to be luxury apartments or something.
Interesting.
And you can see into the back courtyard. It was this old pool with this rock structure, probably a waterfall. It looks really cool just to see it and imagine what it used to be. But now it's all, you know, no trespassing, government owned. But you know, you can find those places all around Utah.
Yeah, look them up. You know, check things out. But really, look for places like Dell and, you know, other ghost towns and things like that. But treat them gently. They're very old.
Yep.
They're very old. don't ruin it for everyone.
So. All right.
Pretty good list for today, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Get out there, take a little drive and go see some ghost towns. And then if you've got time, head over to the Fringe Festival. See some local artists perform. And immerse yourself in this counterculture in Sugar House. So, hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you for listening, and get out there and enjoy your Utah.